Look, I think first off was a tough battle. It was a difficult one. We'd obviously had a few changes. We were not to say disjointed, but probably weren't our fluent self. But you know, at half time we switched a couple of things tactically, and I thought we really got on top of them second half. And you know, we've created some really good chances. And you just worried that you're going to take them, and we did off a set play with Kieran with the header, and then you know, we've had another great chance then with Thumper, and going one on one. And you just need that second goal to give you a bit of breathing space, and you know, we eventually got it. We pressed them really well all second half, and forced an error, and you know, great composure by Thumper, and you know, now Flint another bit of composure as well, really, and put it in the back of the net, and that was important. Gives a bit of breathing space, and you know, we could have had a couple more on the counter attack, but another clean sheet is so important.
And you've created so many opportunities as well, but perhaps Kieran obviously deserving of his goal because he had so many chances in the first half and in the second half as well. Was that perhaps something you looked at before match to utilise Kieran the most?
Yeah, listen, Kieran's a threat in both boxes. He's an experienced centre-half now. You know, he's no longer a young boy anymore. He's really coming of age, and you know, that's testament to him and his hard work. You know, he's captain today, captain of his local team. You know, he's been at the club for so many years now. He was there before I came in, and you know, look, he's developing into a really, really good centre-half at this level. And you know, Dave Jones, when we call upon, made some good saves as well, and you know, when he needed to. And you know, I thought Neil Mitchell alongside Kieran was excellent as well. And it just breeds confidence when you've got those three key positions and you've got good confidence in all three. And then you know, we had a lot of young players out today. We had a lot of experience missing. Matty Williams, Nick Rushton, Ian Sheridan, obviously Craig Williams had a baby boy last night, so wasn't able to take part. So you know, when you've got those four who've got hundreds and hundreds of games in the league missing, and good quality players, but then you've got the likes of George Harry, Thumper, you know, Jack Thorne coming in, Niall Flynn, Joe Kenton. You know, you've got good young players, hungry players who want to do well for the football club, and you know, you won't go far wrong if you've got that attitude.
And Newton as well, being a club that have given opportunities to loan players, and I think Thumper has been a player that the whole league has been alert from as well. It showed that he wasn't selfish as well to set up Flint for that goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think everyone's screaming at him to shoot, and you know, like you said, got that composure just to slide it across. And he went through a couple of minutes before that, and I thought he should have passed it to Flinty, but he didn't. But you know, look, good composure. And that was an important time, that second goal. We needed that just to give us a bit of confidence, and you know, we saw the game out then quite comfortably. But you know, look, when they play, you know, whenever you come to South Wales, it's always a tough game because you know they put pressure on you. But I thought we withstood that what little there was, and then we went and you know, played on the counter attack a lot in the second half. But listen, it was a really important point, 3 points for us, because it sets us up now going into two massive games against Aberystwyth over the Christmas period.
And as well, this means you're a point off the playoffs as well. Are you quietly going about your business for that top six spot, because it is heating up, isn't it?
We work until you broadcast it everywhere. No, look, we've always been that. I think everyone, you know, someone said it last year, was surprised to see Newtown in the playoffs, but we'd always in and around it every year. You know, if we get in, great. If we don't, we'd have been in a really strong position for seventh. But you know, we'll see what happens. There's four games to go. There's local derbies over Christmas. Anything could happen. So we'll see where we are, you know, in the next two or three games. But you know, what we're really, really pleased with the performance. Resolute to come down here. You know, like I say, fourth clean sheet on the bounce to come away to South Wales and get another, you know, 3 points is really pleasing, and we'll be delighted on the long trip home tonight.
And just the final one as well. Obviously, January, the transfer window opens as well. Are you looking to expecting much movement from yourself at all in and out?
Yeah, we've got the two loan players, Jack Thorne and Thumper, whose loan deal expires after the split, so middle of January. So we'll have to look at that, and then we'll see where we are. Hopefully, we're bringing two or three. I think you know we need it, because we've got you know five players out injured at the moment. So you know, hopefully we can get one or two of them back, and they'll be like having new players. And then you know, we'll see what we can bring in as well in January, obviously budget allowing.